Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Monday, 12th of September, and here in Auroville it's cloudy and 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sun through high clouds and cloudy and warm over the night. Temperatures would be ranging from low 26 to high 34, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Winds from west at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Chance on a thunderstorm is on 4%. In today's news, we are featuring few words and some thoughts from the last week saying goodbye of the governing board because it's coming to the end of their term.
We wanted to shake people and say, don't you see the journey that you are on? We can see it from the outside and we want to be part of it, but why are you nitpicking about things that are of no import?
I would also just like to say a little bit about, I hope that Auroville will develop. And it's very simple, really. I hope that Auroville will always remain a place where the teachings of Sri Aurobindo are at the center of everything that you do. And I hope that in your desire to achieve things which is laudable and right, and in your desire to build the city, you will always remember that this is no ordinary city. If I could use an analogy, this is like late Jerusalem. It is a city which is to be a very special and a very different.
Stressing the integrality of the yoga. And that's something I would like to stress, because it is important, I think. If you are here because of Sri Aurobindo, and the mother set this up in the name of Sri Aurobindo. She said very clearly, without Sri Aurobindo, I am nothing. So the mother was reflecting the vision of Sri Aurobindo. And therefore, I think it is important and useful if the Aurobindians were to revert, as it were, from time to time to not the very difficult texts and the life divine and stuff. That's all very fine in its own way. But there are smaller texts, there are beautiful essays and articles. There are excellent extracts done by my friend A.S. Dalal. I don't know who he is or where he is. He's done the most marvelous collection, including one called The Psychic Being. It is on my bedside table all the time, along with two or three other selected books. So I think that you have a tremendous opportunity here. I would like to thank all of you. I'd like to thank my colleagues. I'd like to thank Aurovillians for all the affection that you've given to me, despite the fact that some of you may not have been very, very friendly to begin with. But I think generally everybody seems to realize that our whole purpose is to let Aurovillians grow. And because Meenakshi, I think it was, who read this beautiful poem, I'm going to end with Sri Aurobindo's famous poem by thanking all of you once again. Whether we come back, whether we don't, I will always continue to be all my life involved with the Sri Aurobindo movement. I took the statue to UNESCO. The first statue ever installed in UNESCO in a prime location is Sri Aurobindo's statue.
I also, when I first came to Auroville, I was a little concerned because I found some Aurovillians were not really as appreciative of what India was doing for them as I felt they should be. But I feel there's been a marked change in this, and what Frederick has just said, I thoroughly applaud. Because Auroville, you may say, is a gift to the world, but to you, Auroville is India's gift to you. And I think it's very important to remember that. I owe a huge debt of gratitude to Dr. Pran Singh and his colleagues, and all my colleagues, I think, will echo that if they speak.
Every time I came to Auroville, I found there was something that I did not know before, and there was something that was going on that I did not pick up the last time. And so I think I live a bit like something that flows with that Ganga and in the process gets purified and becomes better. So I want to thank you all for that all.
The Oruro Council is presenting the draft document of the appeal process against Working Group's decision elaborated by its subgroup. They have incorporated feedback from the working groups whose decision can be appealed against and is now publishing this work to the community for 2 weeks of feedback, comments and suggestion. The aim of the appeal process are to ensure fair, open and transparent decision-making process, encourage accountability from our working groups, allow for working groups to revise or change our decision, encourage the Oruro community to move towards shared responsibility. We should go through the draft and write to the Oruro Council at oruro.org in our feedback by 1st of October. And here's a message from Tiru Mohan Verghese Chankat, who is the secretary of Oruro Foundation. And he wrote that letter on 2nd of September. In order that Oruro might strengthen and manifest her potential of a far-reaching consequences, not just for the wider Oruro bioregion, but also for Tamil Nadu, India and humanity as whole, it is essential to ensure that land development in the township areas happens in a planned and orderly manner. I wholeheartedly endorse the efforts of the Acres for Oruro and Green Acres campaign, which seek to raise financial resources for purchasing remaining lands in the city area and green belt of Oruro. I request all people of goodwill to actively support and contribute towards the success of these two dedicated campaigns. And let's go to the schedule of events. Resident Assembly Service invites us tomorrow, Tuesday 13 at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to a general meeting on Resident Assembly Decision-Making System, RAD, to hear and discuss a proposed new decision-making system for Oruro. On Saturday 17th of September at 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Toward an Alternative Complementary Economy for Oruro and its Surrounding, a conference in French by Yves Laborde from Odumbu community. Ciro will continue with our Oruvillian conversation next week, Thursday 22nd of September, as usual at 3:30, at our service office in Town Hall in second floor on left side. And this one will be Ombre on communities and community building processes. And International Peace Day celebrations are coming up at Unity Pavilion with a connection with International Day of Peace on September 21st. For September 21st, between 8 and 9 a.m., they propose a special peace meditation at the Matri Mandir Amphitheater involving school children, parents, teachers, and the community in general. At noon at the Tibetan Pavilion, the Russian peace bell will be played. They invite the entire community to tune in this worldwide call for peace and hold a few moments of silence at their workplace at homes at noon. And schedule of events in the afternoon at Unity Pavilion will be as follows. 3 p.m. opening ceremony of the month-long program of the Hall of Peace, and it will include handing over the peace flag and the Embassy of Peace certificates to the Hall of Peace. At 3:30 to 5 p.m. activities for children and adults, and at 5 to 5:30 p.m. special peace meditation in the Hall of Peace guided by Noel, and 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. sound meditation facilitated by Swaram in the Hall of Peace. And following a few different announcements, one comes from Entry Service, which informs us on the next welcome talks, which will take place on Wednesday, September 14, Wednesday, September 28, and October 12, and October 26. From 3 to 5 p.m. in the Sire Conference Hall. And Treehouse Construction Workshop starting next Monday, 19th of September, for a week, where in this workshop you will be using traditional local techniques. You can contact Treehouse Community at philip_ave@yahoo.com. Earth Institute will be holding training courses, one this week and one next week. and then from 21st to 26th to 1st of October. And for the end of October until mid of November, they're announcing Bioclimatic Earth Design Workshop, the immemorial tradition of building with earth proves the capacity of versatile earth construction techniques to adapt to varied bioclimatic regions. This two-week design workshop will reinvestigate earth architecture predominantly through environmental reasoning. And from YouthLink comes an announcement on Eco-Village Design Education, open to Orvillians, bioregional Indian foreign youth applicants. They are at the Global Eco-Village Network GANDES in Pichandekulam, are in the process of localizing the Eco-Village Design Education EDE curriculum to be held in Orville this December 2016. This course is certified by Gaia Education and recognized by UNESCO. And five-week program is running between the dates of 3rd of December until 8th of January. EED is specifically designed to enable people and communities coming together to reclaim responsibility for their living situation at local and regional level. So their aim is to use the framework of worldview, ecology, economy and social dimension to explore Oroville and its bioregion for the youth to better understand our uniqueness, relevance and role as a community in this locality. They aim to bring together 25 to 30 participants, half from Oroville and its bioregion and the rest from India and abroad. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen the yoga after Sri Aurobindo and Mother's passing. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight an Indian drama at 8 p.m. Parchedi, made in India, UK and USA in 2016, and made by writer and director Lina Yadav. Tomorrow they will screen German drama, Parents, made in Germany in 2012-13 and directed by Robert Thalheim. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural movie, Improvisation, which is a jazz documentary made in USA in 1944, 1950, 1977 and directed by John Milley and Norman Granz, with Charlie Parker, Hank Jones, Lester Young and many more. Sri Aurobindo in the Synthesis of Yoga wrote, "The ideal attitude of the sadhaka towards time is to have an endless patience as if he had all eternity for his fulfillment and yet to develop the energy that shall realize now and within an ever-increasing mastery and pressure of rapidity till it reaches the miraculous instantaneous of the supreme divine transformation." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Angamulori nyogoma ambebe falo jama me makele.